Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 270 of Heroes Unlimited. The power today is Control Static Electricity. Here in the major super abilities section, the allegedly major super abilities section, this is a weak power, and that is its gimmick. Quote, this major power sounds a bit lightweight, but in the right hands it can be quite formidable. That's it in a nutshell. Obviously, this is a power that was created for some NPC, or maybe a player character, but it seems more like an NPC. This seems like a Tucker's Kobold situation, where Kevin Sambita, master of the Thinking Man's Game, created a major power with only minor effects, you know, low damage potential that could nonetheless be used with clever planning and environmental control and blah, 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 to seriously threaten or at least harass some player characters. This is admittedly a superhero comic trope, the character with lesser powers whose cleverness makes up for it and their minor powers can be used to great effect. The implementation of this in role-playing games is sometimes a little bit frustrating, and you can see exactly why on this page. Here's an example. One of these sub-powers you can get is, quote, crackling static electrical field. Streams of crackling electricity and sparks of energy encircle the superbeing. The field appears to be a protective force field, or that the individual is supercharged with energy. The spectacle is impressive and frightening, scaring away the average citizen. Horror factor 14. Horror factor 9 to superbeings over second level who know better. The crackling field makes an impressive light show but offers no defense except that anybody touching the person is shocked, suffers 1d4 points of damage, and there is a 1 to 50% chance of being knocked off one's feet, losing initiative and one melee attack. So in essence what this is, it's a big, impressive, sparkly, crackling field around you that does barely any damage and gives you a little shock that maybe half the time will knock you over if you touch it. But because it looks like it would hurt you and it looks like maybe it would be a force field, it has a horror factor of 14, including against inexperienced superheroes of first or second level. This is the GM not playing fair. Because here's the thing, and here's what always bugs me about powers like this, that are like, it's not that powerful, but if you're clever with it, then you can use it as an equalizer against blah, blah, blah. Horror factor of 14. That's the mechanics here, justified by the fact that it looks more impressive than it is. You know what doesn't have a horror factor of 14, or any horror factor at all, in fact? A 24-foot high goddamn ring of fire, that's what. If you have alter physical structure fire, you can surround yourself with a towering ring of fire that's really hot and will really melt your face right the fuck off. And it has no horror factor. That's not intimidating to regular people, I guess. Because the author didn't care about it then, because you can use a ring of fire to burn the shit out of people. We don't need to worry about rolling for whether regular people run away from a ring of fire. They just do, because it's fire. And superheroes, I guess, are just undaunted by rings of fire. Similarly, there is an electrical field power, energy expulsion electrical field. It does a lot more damage than this does, and it looks pretty impressive. It is also a crackling electrical field, but because it does real damage, there are no rules for bluffing people with it. So if you want to scare people, you're better off with the fake static field that doesn't do anything versus the real field that will actually electrocute them if they touch it. So this is kind of rigged, isn't it? The GM wants the scene where everybody's afraid of and like, trying to tactically outsmart the guy with the big impressive field, and then it turns out the field doesn't do anything. And the horror factor reinforces that, when really, the GM is given that field special privileges. Fields of heat and fire and flame don't normally get that benefit. This page also has a lot of other stuff. Static electricity bolts that can do very little damage, but also like disrupt power tools, it says here, and electrical equipment, which presumably would be something that lots of other blasts and energy explosion could do as well, but it's just not mentioned there because you use it to wreck shit. But the best example of this kind of cheating by the author slash GM is subpower number one, the Joy Buzzer Shock. Quote, a startling jolt of electricity. Here's the thing. You touch somebody, you do 1 point of damage, but then, quote, the shocked person loses initiative, and there is a 1 to 50% chance the person will drop anything he slash she is holding, or release an opponent that is being physically restrained, entangled, pinned, or otherwise held. This is the dumbest thing on this page, and here is my objection. The idea is, you're not so powerful, right? You can only sort of zap people for a teeny bit of damage, but it's enough to be startling, and therefore they might drop something. So let's say that you are a clever static-based supervillain, and yes, I know this is an actual character from Villains Unlimited, and someone's grabbed you from behind and it has you in a full Nelson, then you'll joy buzzer zap them, and comedically, hilariously, they'll let go because they're surprised, and so you'll scamper away to go do mischief another day. Or, you know, some hard-ass weapons expert has got their gun drawn on you and is like, freeze, dirtbag. And so you act like you're going to come quietly, but then you touch them with your foot, and you joy buzzer shock them, and they drop their gun. Ha ha ha. It sure is ironic and interesting how this low-powered villain is giving us such a hard time, fellows. Here's the problem. You're up against supervillains who are throwing fireballs around, who are throwing knives at you, who are hitting you with punches that could buckle a titanium wall. You got maniacs stabbing you with chainsaws. You got ninja masters using chi powers to stop your heart. And none of that is enough to make you drop that fucking gun. But let one guy joy buzz you. Whoops, butterfingers, I dropped my only weapon. Surely something like, for example, being blown up by a grenade would be enough for you to like lose initiative if you're not expecting it. But no, that's a special benefit that only the joy buzzer enjoys because this power is rigged. The point of it is to show how a clever power user can use a lesser power to challenge a greater foe, but it's cheating, and that's dumb. And unnecessary, frankly, because these powers in this game, they're not power balanced. Some of them are better than others. There are ample opportunities to use powers that suck in creative ways, as listeners have pointed out with clock manipulation, as one could presumably do with heightened sense of taste, somehow. Or hey, adapt to environment. If you're my GM, you want to impress me in a superhero campaign, throw me up against an enemy with adapt to environment and show me how clever use of that power can win the day. I will lead the table in a round of applause if you foil us with the villain relying on adapt to environment. Do it with control static electricity, I'm not impressed. It's a scenario hook masquerading as a power. Anyway, that's the last of the control powers we'll be discussing. So join me next time as we move into the general population of superpowers once again and discuss a classic superpower on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.